They led him out. One of the striking features of Mark's account of Jesus' passion is Jesus' lack of agency in the narrative. Jesus was arrested, was tried, was mocked, and eventually was crucified. The Jesus of Mark's gospel, who had been portrayed with such dynamism until now, moving immediately from one event to another, is now a passive recipient of actions. He says little and does even less. His passivity seems to reach a climax in verse 20. Having been dressed up in the previous verses, he is now undressed and redressed in his own clothes. It is worth noticing as a side point that it was Roman custom to crucify people naked. Although Jesus was undressed again before being crucified, here he was clothed before being taken out through the streets of Jerusalem. In Jewish practice, nakedness was shameful. See Genesis 9:22. So the reclothing of Jesus might have been an attempt to avoid offending the Jews at such a tense and important time. Probably the most passive feature of this verse is the phrase, "They led him out to crucify him." The word used here, exargo, was the word you might use to refer to bringing out cattle or another kind of animal. The point is that no choice is given. Jesus, the source of all life and creativity, willingly became passive for our sakes.